Welcome to God Cares for You, a series of radio broadcasts featuring Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches the truth of the Word of God in a simple and understandable way that is easy to apply to your everyday life. Here's Pastor Rory Clark.
It's really funny to me how a person can be a Christian for 50 years, yet not understand one thing about the Lord Jesus Christ, nor one thing about what it really means to be a Christian. In fact, that was my experience until I started studying Paul's letter to the Romans in the New Testament. Most of the time that I have spent studying Romans, I've spent in complete shock. In shock about how ignorant I was about what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing with his creatures. In shock about how clear the Lord is. In shock about how simple his ways are. And in shock about how easy the Lord is to understand. You've probably heard someone say the Lord works in mysterious ways. No, he doesn't work in mysterious ways. The Lord works in easy to understand and very predictable ways. So don't settle for that lie. I hope to do the Lord's word some justice as I pass along his messages to you in this series of lessons on Paul's letter to the Romans. My name is Rory Clark, and I'm the pastor of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. This series of radio programs is an invitation. First, we want to invite you to worship with us, either as part of our resident congregation, where you come in person to worship with us every week, or as a member of our non-resident congregation who worship with us through the magic of the internet and the magic of radio. Second, we want to invite you to support us with your spiritual gift. Each believer in the Lord Jesus Christ has a spiritual gift, and the Lord wants us to use the gift to serve others. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12 say this, "And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ." Each believer in the Lord Jesus Christ has a spiritual gift that can be used to build up the body of Christ. Are you using yours? Finally, we want to invite you to support us with your financial gifts. Everything provided by Barah Ministries is provided free of charge to the recipients, but it is not free of cost. So we hope that if you find what we provide for your spiritual life to be valuable, that you're motivated to contribute financial gifts that help us to continue to provide biblical resources to others who can't afford them. As you give to us, we're able to pass the gifts along to the communities we serve. We appreciate you, and we are grateful for your help. I think it's important to make the requests of our invitation clear to you, just as we have made them clear to God in prayer. So as we labor in Christ's name, we appreciate it if you support us with your presence, support us with your spiritual gift, and support us with your free will financial gifts. And we'll labor for a single purpose, to preach Christ and all the wonder of his sacrificial and unconditional love for every one of his creatures, which included the perfect and satisfactory payment for the sins of all creatures at the cross. So if you're looking for a spiritual home, we hope you'll consider Barah Ministries. Our website is www.barahministries.com. That's www.barahministries.com. Well, today's lesson, God has good news for you. The first question I would ask of you is this: do you know who God is? The good news is there is a God. Now, when I ask, do you know who God is? I'm asking if you know God as a person. I am a Christian, which means I have a relationship with Christ. I'm the pastor of a Christian church, so my God is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the unique person of the universe. We call him Lord because he is 100% God. We call him Jesus Christ because he is 100% man. both God and man are wrapped up in one person forever. So again, I ask you, do you know God? For years, we've been lied to about who God is because God has an enemy. The Bible refers to God's enemy by many titles: Satan, the devil, the deceiver, the prince of the power of the air. I think we find it easy to willingly accept Satan's lies about God instead of getting to know him personally for ourselves. If you work, you see a similar situation on the job. Someone always has an opinion about what the boss is like. But often, when you bother to get to know the boss, you find out that the boss isn't like he was being described at all. There's always a disgruntled employee spreading false information about the boss. The same thing happens in the spiritual life. There's always someone around to spread false information about God. God is a person. Do you know him? It's pretty important to get to know him. Probably one of the most important things you could ever do. The good news is you can get to know God because God wants you to get to know him. God is revealing himself to you in the Bible. In this age, which is known as the church age, God doesn't talk to us in dreams or in appearances or in visions as he did with Old Testament believers. For New Testament believers, God reveals himself through his word, which we call the Bible. The Bible calls itself the mind of Christ, the exact thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ. Theologians call the Bible the canon of Scripture. Knuckleheads call the Bible a book that was written by a bunch of guys who were spouting their opinions. That's just false. Now, if you don't know God the person, you'll probably take some liar's point of view about who he is. And you can end up holding that false opinion for your whole life. I did. That is, for a large part of my life so far. Maybe you'll think, as I did, that he's a vengeful God who has a foot hanging above your head, a God who is out to get you, a God who is just waiting for the chance to come down on you after one of your mistakes, a God who is hyper-focused on your sins and is holding them against you, who one day will bring them all up and spit them in your face and hold you accountable for them. Well, God has an enemy who would want you to think that. But what if you are a parent and you have children? Is spouting the rules at your children what makes you a great parent, or is it the relationship? I think it's the relationship. I would never want to worship a God who was all about the rules and not about the relationship. And that's not to say that God doesn't have rules. He does, but they're not primary in his mind. He's primary in his mind for what he wants to do for you in your life. Because you see, if you think God is this vengeful God looking to come down on you, who's hyper-focused on your sins, and then you hear a couple Bible verses like Romans chapter 8, verses 31 and 32, it's got to make you scratch your head a little bit. Romans 8, 31 and 32 say, "What shall we say then face-to-face with all these things?" And the all these things it's talking about is all the things that have been said about what God did for us in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 to Romans chapter 8, verse 30. What shall we say then face-to-face with all these things? If God the Father is for us, and he is, who's against us? God the Father, who didn't spare his own son, the Lord Jesus Christ, but delivered him over to death for all creatures, how will the Father not also, with Christ, now that we're in union with Christ as believers, freely give us all things? You see, the Bible paints a different picture about God. The truth is, God loves you unconditionally. 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, "The one who does not love unconditionally does not know God the Father, for God the Father is unconditional love." God is unconditional love in his very person. God has no conditions on his love for you. Un is the big part of unconditional. It means God doesn't love you only when you're good. God's not expecting you to impress him. God's not waiting for you to pay money so that he can bless you. God loves you no matter what. And that's a love that is hard to wrap your head around if you're thinking as a human being, because human beings only think in terms of human love and not divine love. And frankly, we don't love other people that way. We love them when they're good to us, and we don't love them at all when they're not good to us. But fortunately for us, God doesn't work the same way we do. God is divine. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 9 says this, "For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." Thank you, God. God is supernatural, and we aren't. Well, God has good news for you. What is the good news? God loves you unconditionally. God wants a relationship with you. God cares for you. And today, we'll begin a study of Paul's letter to the Romans. If you have a Bible handy, open it to Romans chapter 1, and we'll look at verses 1 to 7, the introduction to the letter. If you're driving, don't bother searching for a Bible. Just keep your ears open and keep your eyes on the road. We want to keep you alive. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 7 read this way. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord, through whom we have received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for his name's sake, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a good idea when you're studying a passage in the Bible to begin by just reading the passage. But from just reading it, you will not get all the depth of meaning that the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to have. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to have a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with you. And he wants you to have a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with him. When you have a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with someone, it is not superficial. You know how they think. You know how they feel. When they say something, you know what they mean. That's what the Lord wants for you. He wants you to know how he thinks, how he feels, and what he means. And since the Bible describes itself as the mind of Christ, the exact thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you get to know the Lord's word, you're getting to know how he thinks, how he feels, and what he means. The Lord is using the Apostle Paul as an instrument of communication to all of us in this letter. And what is the Lord saying to us through Paul in this introduction? What does the Lord mean? Well, first, a little background. The New Testament is a set of instructions to the group of believers called the Gentiles. This is a group of believers who have become believers in Christ since the Lord's crucifixion on the cross and since the Lord's resurrection from the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25 says, "In the same way, the Lord Jesus Christ took the cup after supper, the cup representing his death on the cross, saying, 'This cup is a new testament forged with my blood. Keep on doing this celebration as often as you drink it for the purpose of remembering me.'" The Old Testament was a set of instructions to the Jews. The New Testament is a set of instructions to the Gentiles. So please don't be confused. The Old Testament has many wonderful things to say to the world, but it is not the instruction set of today's group of believers. So when we open the New Testament, the first four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, tell us about Jesus Christ. These books detail the Lord's life, his death, and his resurrection from the dead. The fifth book of the New Testament, the book of Acts, details the formulation of the first century Christian church. The sixth book of the Bible, the book of Romans, the book that is the subject of these lessons, outlines the foundation of the Christian way of life. It is a critical study for every believer in Christ. As a matter of fact, there are some people that will tell you that they will tell you the quality of a pastor by how dog-eared the pages are in that pastor's Bible in the book of Romans. Now, those people obviously don't know that most pastors use computers today and we don't have dog-eared Bibles, but I get the point. You know, if you don't study Romans, you're missing a lot, the very foundation of the Christian way of life. So, welcome to the study of the foundational set of thoughts for those who have a relationship with Christ. And even though this book is for believers in Christ, there's plenty of valuable information in this book for those who do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, especially for those who are open to investigating such a relationship. Now, all of the messages in this introduction of the book of Romans, the first seven verses, relate to the gospel. So maybe we should stop and say what the gospel is. You can reflect back to the title of this lesson, God Has Good News for You. Well, what is the gospel? The gospel is the good news concerning the sacrifice the Lord Jesus Christ made at the cross for all of his creatures, providing a way for them to be saved if they want to be. Three verses capture the essence of the gospel message. Acts chapter 16, verse 31 says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and everyone in your household who also believes." John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said to doubting Thomas, "I am the way to salvation. I am the truth through the word of God. I am the eternal life, the resurrection life, and no one comes to God the Father but through believing in me." John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord Jesus Christ says, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life. But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see eternal life, but instead the wrath of God the Father, the lake of fire, abides on him." So now that we've heard the good news, the gospel message, let's take a look at the first seven verses of Romans chapter 1 in detail to see if we can pick out its main messages. And as we do that, I'll just highlight the main messages for you. Romans chapter 1, verse 1, the main message of this verse is that God appoints people to preach the gospel, and Paul is the person he appointed to preach to the Gentiles. Here's what that verse actually says, Romans 1, 1. "This letter is written by me, Paul, a bondservant and voluntary slave of the Lord Christ Jesus, by my own choice, by the calling of God an apostle, and set apart by God the Father for the dissemination of the gospel message of God the Father as a minister." That's a little clearer than what the New American Standard Version has to say. Romans chapter 1, verse 2, the main message of the second verse of this letter is that the gospel message has not changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament. The gospel message is absolutely consistent throughout all of divine history. The Lord Jesus Christ is, always has been, always will be the only way to salvation. Romans 1, 2. "And this is the gospel message that God the Father promised beforehand to the human race through his prophets in the holy scriptures of the Old Testament." Now, Paul, the most imperfect human being ever, was sent by God to preach the most important message ever. A message about what God was willing to do for imperfect and fallen creatures. God chose his greatest enemy, Paul, to become his greatest apostle. What a phenomenal attitude our God has toward the weak. Romans chapter 1, verse 3, the main message of the third verse of this letter, is that at the center of the gospel message, at the center of your salvation, is the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 1, 3, a gospel message concerning God the Father's Son, the Lord, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh as true humanity, whose name is Jesus Christ. We call him Lord because he is God. That's one of the things that so many people miss. So many people think that Jesus Christ just lived for 33 years. He was a nice guy and a good prophet. No. There never was a time when the Lord Jesus Christ didn't exist because he is God. He existed before he was on earth. He was raised from the dead. He existed after he was on earth. So we call him Lord because he is God. We call him Jesus Christ because he is a man. The Lord Jesus Christ is the unique person of the universe, 100% God and 100% man and one person forever. And the Lord is uniquely qualified to be the only Savior of the world. He can save you, but you can't save yourself. Here's Romans chapter 1, verse 4. And Jesus Christ was declared the Son of God with enabling power by means of his resurrection from the dead, accomplished through the enabling power of the God who is the Spirit of holiness, God the Holy Spirit. We're talking about this Jesus Christ, our Lord, God the Son. Romans chapter 1, verse 5, the main message of the fifth verse of this letter, is that God passed the gospel message on to his believers. Romans 1, 5, through whom I, Paul, have received from God the Father both grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ's person. As believers in Christ, we are set apart to a high calling. As believers in Christ, we are set apart both by a choice and by an action of God for a special calling, for a specific manner of being, and for specific actions that arise from our state of being, to spread the gospel message, God's good news, to a lost and dying world. Romans chapter 1, verse 6, the main message of the sixth verse of this letter, is that you have been invited by God to do his work. Romans 1, 6, among whom you, as believers in Christ, are also the possession of Jesus Christ by calling. As believers in Christ, you are God's property. Yet he invites you of your own free will to do his work. That's your calling, if you choose to accept it. Romans chapter 1, verse 7, the main message of the seventh verse of this letter, is that you were given the work of the gospel because God loves you. And this letter is written to all of you who are the beloved, the divinely loved ones of God the Father, you believers in Christ living in Rome, saints by the calling of God, as holy and set apart ones. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice the personal nature of our relationship with God. He calls us beloved. We are called the divinely loved ones. That's what beloved means. We have a God who loves us no matter what. God is unconditional love, and he loves all of his creatures unconditionally. There is nothing we can do to make him love us more. There is nothing we can do to make him love us less. His love for us never changes. His love for us is not limited by any boundary, and especially not one of human creation. We cannot disappoint God. Sorry to tell you that, but you have never disappointed God. Now, I know God's enemy has told you differently. Romans chapter 5, verse 8 says definitively that we don't disappoint God. God the Father demonstrates his unconditional love toward all mankind in that while we were yet sinners, as ungodly, unrighteous unbelievers, Christ died for us. God the Father sent his Son to die for us when we weren't on his side, when we were unbelievers, when we were sinners. Romans chapter 3, verse 16 might give you an insight into why. God the Father so loved the world. God the Father loved all mankind so very much that he gave his uniquely born Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but instead shall have eternal life. God has good news for you. The good news is that God has provided the gospel message for you so that you can hear it and be saved. So let's pull it all together. Romans chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. This letter is written by me, Paul, a bondservant and voluntary slave of the Lord, Christ Jesus, by my own choice, by the calling of God and apostle, and set apart by God the Father for the dissemination of the gospel message of God the Father as a minister. And this is the gospel message that God the Father promised beforehand to the human race through his prophets in the holy scriptures of the Old Testament. A gospel message concerning God the Father's Son, the Lord, who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh as true humanity, whose name is Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ was declared the Son of God with enabling power by means of his resurrection from the dead, accomplished through the enabling power of the God who is the Spirit of holiness, God the Holy Spirit. We're talking about this Jesus Christ our Lord, God the Son, through whom I, Paul, have received from God the Father both grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among the Gentiles for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ's person, among whom you, as believers in Christ, also are possessions of Christ Jesus by calling. And this letter is written to all of you who are the beloved, the divinely loved ones of God the Father, you believers in Christ living in Rome, saints by the calling of God, as holy and set apart ones. Grace to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. God has good news for you. It's his gospel message, and by it you can be saved. Well, this radio show is an invitation for you to join us for biblical study if you want to know God and his word. Our aim at Barah Ministries is to represent accurately the person, the thinking, the work, the reputation, and the essence of the supreme being of the universe, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so that you can get to know him. Jesus Christ is God, and God cares for you. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Pastor Rory Clark of Barah Ministries, a worldwide Christian church in Mesa, Arizona. Pastor Rory teaches face-to-face lessons twice a week. For more information, especially on meeting locations, go to the Barah Ministries website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. The God Cares For You radio broadcast can be heard every Sunday from 12 to 12:30 right here on KXDG. 1280 on your AM radio dial.